You watch as the movie theater lights dim and the massive screen up ahead sparks to life, washing the newly created shadows in soft white light. A logo fades into existence. A green round eye with a spinning pupil and writhing tentacles coming up from behind. It's unusual, but not really something to take great notice of. Not during this age. Not in these peculiar times we live in. The logo is soon replaced by a dark pastel green wall of color. It stays on the screen, long past what you'd expect it to. You're waiting for the transition to film, but it's taking its time. All you see is the green solid color. So easy to look at, so easy to rest your eyes on the calm, dim radiance of what some may call the color of Mother Nature. So you stare, and as you do, the image begins to transform. Your focus is drawn to the very center as it begins to spin and change round hues and round. From out of the green, a purple spiral begins round to appear, and round. Spinning, spiraling, soon around. Spreading to the entire screen. And as your eyes stare at the center of the spinning spiral of around. Green and purple, all the dimmed lights in the theater wink out of existence, all goes blind. And the bright screen that so captured your attention flashes once and it turns all dark. All light extinguished. You're left in the dark now, totally without luminance, and you expect the others to start making sounds, but it's quiet. So very, very quiet. Not a sound from anyone. Nothing but your own heartbeat and your own breathing and the strange ethereal tone in the back of your brain, tickling the insides of your ears. As your hands reach out to your surroundings, you feel something warm curl around your ankle. Before you can even begin to question it, it tightens its hold and very abruptly pulls you straight out of your seat and into the air. For a single second, you're suspended upside down, and then everything goes black and you lose consciousness. You regain awareness slowly and struggle through a foggy mind to open your heavy eyes. As your blurry vision comes into focus, you try to move, but your struggles amount to nothing. You're in a soft, spongy chair of sorts, your limbs immobilized by thick green tentacles with plant-like texture, soft and warm, but ungiving. They almost look and feel like vines, but thicker and softer, with muscle and circulation. No matter how hard you pull at your restraints, they don't budge a single inch. You're trapped. Stuck.
No refrain.
From a distance, you could hear footsteps closing in. Quickly, a figure comes into view. A green skin instantly eye-catching, but your eyes are drawn to her black lips and that confident smirk on her beautiful, wild face. She steps up to you closely and bends down to look you directly in the eyes. You open your mouth to speak, but as soon as you do, a green tentacle slithers inside and stops you cold. You struggle, but there is no escape.
Nowhere to
you
go.
Can't make a sound but for a groan and a sigh.
No refrain.
The woman smiles and extends her hand out in front of her, palm up. In it, a purple flower grows from nothing, tiny pinpricks of pollen swirling around the petals, reflecting the light like stardust. She takes a deep breath and blows on the flower and straight into your face. Immediately your eyes grow heavier and your breathing slows and deepens. Mind becoming hazy, soul becoming difficult. For a moment everything disappears. There is but a void. There is nothing as a pollen makes its way into your system. Then you see her face, so very close to your own. It's all you can see. Her spinning purple eyes and her pretty, smooth, green skin. Relax for me, pray. There is nowhere you could go. No way for you to run. So just allow yourself to relax. Allow my pollen and my pheromones to invade your bloodstream, your nervous system, and your head. Allow me in. Just listen and obey. Listen and follow, as you remember always doing. From the very first second of your existence, the beginning of time, your birth, it's what you've always done, and what you'll continue doing for the rest of your day and after. I need you to do something for me. I'm going to count down from 100 to 0. On every even number, you must close your eyes. You must. And on every odd number, you must open them. Each time you close your eyes on an even number, you drop deeper into a trance and deeper under my control. Each time you open them, you just want to close them more and more. And when you finally do, each time, it feels better and better, because each time you close your eyes, you drop deeper and deeper, fall further down for me, mind emptying on my wishes, my desires. So, 100, eyes still closed, tired and woozy, and dropping down, down, down. 99, eyes open, but still in trance, still unable to move a muscle, gaze locked on my own spinning purple pupils. 98, eyes closed, dropping deeper now, feeling as if you'd just like to stay here, in this place, forever and ever and ever. 97, eyes open, harder to open now, harder to keep them open. 96, eyes closed, dropping further down, trance doubling with each number. 95, eyes open. 94, eyes closed, submission doubling with each number. 93, 92, dropping deeper into trance and deeper into me. 91, 90, eyes closed, wanting to keep them closed, drifting deeper into my voice and my embrace. 89, 88, feels so good to close your eyes, allowing your tired mind to rest and fall. 86, eyes closed, feeling good and relaxed, dropping deeper and deeper. 84, mind so foggy and so dim, thoughts so far away, my voice so close to heart, so close in your mind. 83, so very hard to open. 80, so easy to keep them closed. 74, so easy to drop. 70, so deeply you go into my voice and my words. 65, so hard to open now, just wanting to close them. 62, and you close them again and fall twice as deep again. 52, twice as good again. 46, twice as suggestible, twice as open 41, almost impossible to open now. 40, feeling so good to keep them closed. Dropping so fast, so hard, so quick for me. 30, twice as deep, twice as good, thrice as suggestible. 28, so open for me, so relaxed. All tension released into the void. All worries forgotten. The outside world, nothing but a long forgotten, hazy echo of a memory. Not important. Soon to be but a speck of dust in an ocean of my will. 21 and your eyes can barely even twitch. So very difficult to move. So heavy. 20, close tightly, dropping further with each number. Deeper, better. 15, eyes closed, trance deepening. 13, eyes closed, trance twice as deep, twice as suggestible, twice as weak. 10, deeper still, deep. 9, eyes closed, mind open to my voice, my words. 8, defenses stripped away, forgotten and abandoned. 7, body loose and numb, at my disposal. 6, mind open and suggestible. 5, arousal rising from beneath the surface of your thoughts, spindled to life by my voice. 4, twice as deep, twice as submissive, twice as suggestible. 2, my prey. My weak little plaything, to be molded as I see fit. 1, drop deeper, and 0, sleep and drop ever so much deeper, drifting further down, falling into my voice and my words, trance doubling and doubling, folding over itself, and sleep further. Sleep deeper. Sleep and listen. Sleep and obey. Sleep and submit. Because you have no choice anymore. You never had any. You never will. No choice.